Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU baseball team. Ryan Sander with us. Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you.
It's not often that a pitcher is going to throw 10 or 11 innings in one day. What was your reaction when Skip said, Ryan, go get ready?
To pit, I mean, it was just like one of those, I mean, I just felt good and just wanted to keep going. You know, and a lot of the games this year, it's been really close games, and it's like, if it's in my hands, I feel comfortable with what I can do, you know, and it just worked out the way that it did. I mean, it's just one of those things, I guess.
How important was snapping that losing skid like you guys did?
Oh, my. I mean, it's just, after a while, it's like you don't want to get used to losing, but it seems like every time something goes one way and you're like, oh, okay, here it goes again, you know. And then Phil Brave came out and pitched a really good game, you know, and got us the first victory. And then I just kind of took after him and just kind of, I mean, did what I did. And that's what happened.
Game tonight, obviously not ideal weather conditions for anybody, but you win the first game 19-1. Things get a little easy. The second game kind of showed that, didn't it?
Exactly, and you know, then I mean, we just kind of, I think you relaxed the second game here, and you know, the team, any team can play in this conference, you know, and we walked over them the first game, and the second game, you know, we, I think, kind of went out flat and just kind of expected that we'd win, and I mean, we got some big hits still that we needed, but I mean, Crookston, that pitcher, had a good game, and we just, I mean, we fought and clawed a little bit at the end, and we, I mean, we got the victory, but it was one of those things.
When it's 34 degrees, would you rather be a pitcher or a hitter?
Neither, I'd say, to be honest. I would honestly probably – pitching wouldn't be so bad. If you get – once you get warm, and because hitting, you know, it's sporadic, you're there, and then you're out in the field, and then you have to get warmed up to swing for a couple of bats. I'd rather pitch, I'd say, but honestly, neither would be the right answer, I think.
You guys put in a lot of work just to get this field playable. How many hours are you guys out there shoveling?
They were out there at 11:30 for the start, and we didn't get out until 6. And we had two guys helped us with the, had like a plow and a, like a brush, really, just clean out the outfield. If we would have done, we wouldn't have been able to play without their help. But we were out like 6 hours at least. You know, it was a lot of work to move, a lot of snow, a ton of snow.
You guys know that you needed 2 against Crookston. You need 4 against Northern. And that gets you into the playoff hunt again. That's all you guys can really ask for, right?
I mean, you got. We can take it one game at a time now because we put ourselves in the biggest hole we could probably put ourselves. And we were saying we lost the first game at Duluth, and we're like, this is our playoffs now. The next day, and we wanted 3 there, and we think we, you know, went in 2-0. But we now from here on out, it's, we got to look at every game as, you know, that if we lose, we're done. So it's, when we go out next this weekend, it's got to take one game at a time. But we got to keep scrapping to get the victories.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU baseball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.